News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Friday. It's Pep Talk with Meg, and it is Frisky Friday. Now, I have to confess, I'm playing that Who Let the Dogs Out for two reasons. One, because it's one of the theme songs for our Frisky Friday show. However, I'm going to throw it in there. You knew it was coming. Georgia plays Georgia Tech today, and my dogs are going to be on the gridiron in just a little bit here. So go, dogs. Got to get it in there somewhere. And I'm just so happy today. We have Mary McClellan is here with us, as well as Eloise Lautier is here. She's on the board of directors for the Pensacola Humane Society. Welcome, ladies. So good to see you. I appreciate you coming in on what I consider to be a holiday, kind of a day off for folks. So it was very sweet of Mary texting me, do you want me to come in? And I thought, yes. Yes.
No problem.
I'm so happy you're here. So what is happening with the Humane Society? And maybe for someone that's listening for the first time, what we hear Humane Society, Pensacola, what is that? What does it mean? What do y'all do? What defines you, would you say?
Well, what we do is we serve as a resource to bring in abandoned or homeless animals, cats and dogs. We rehabilitate them, prepare them for their forever families, and help unite them with families that will love them for the rest of their lives.
Oh, that's really sweet. Yeah. So you're basically a kind of a small staff operation, but depend on a lot of volunteers.
We absolutely do depend on volunteers. And we have many who are regulars. We have one volunteer, her name's Regina, and she has been volunteering for 19 years.
Wow.
She's retired now, and she's there pretty much every day.
No kidding. Yeah. That's so wonderful. Yeah. What dedication. She must love animals.
Oh, gosh. She's great and very dependable and knows everything about the shelter, which is awesome. If you have a question, you go to Regina.
Okay. Well, this morning, if you have a question, we have our experts here from Pensacola Humane Society. Please text in at 850-437-1620. Eloise, you've been involved with this organization for a long time. I suspect you've worn a few hats there.
I have. I started as a volunteer. Did everything that every job that's available to do. And then after about a year, I joined the board.
Nice.
And I don't want to say how long ago that was because I've been on the board a long time.
Well, we could say you got on it when you were age two. That could work.
Yeah.
Because you're secretary this
year. Feel a
little
better.
You're the secretary of the board this year.
I'm the secretary. I've been the secretary for a number of years. And I'm the chair of Furball, which is an annual event that we've done since 2019.
Well, tell us about that, because now is the time if folks want to get involved or sponsor, correct?
Yes.
To get in touch.
We are starting our drive for sponsors right now. And we have all different levels, starting at 20,000 and going down to 500.
Okay.
So we have something for everybody. And Furball is a formal seated dinner.
It's beautiful.
At
I've
Pensacola
attended it in
Yacht
several
Club.
Years.
Yes. And it's our biggest fundraiser.
So, and that answers one of the questions a lot of listeners have sometimes. Where do you get your funding from?
Well, events like this, donations.
Do you get state or federal funding?
No, we do not.
You depend entirely.
So we depend completely on the kindness of strangers sometimes. Bequests occasionally.
Right.
But we do not get any state or federal or county funding. And so this is what we do, raise money. And we have two big fundraisers. One was Barktoberfest, which we just had.
Which was amazing.
In October.
Right.
And then Furball is also a huge boost for us.
And that's in March.
So it's in March, March 21st.
Well,
and
We have
a lot of activities going on for the evening. I can tell you about that if you want to
come back
to me.
Yeah, sure.
No, you can tell us now.
You want me to go ahead?
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay.
Especially the feature thing.
We start out with what we call Yappy Hour. And that's an hour and a half of mixing and mingling and cocktails and the big important thing about that part of the evening is that we have animals there.
Yeah,
we have cats and dogs, and they're dressed up also in formal attire.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and so people can interact with them and just see, you know, who's available. We don't do adoptions on site, but you can come in on Monday if you see somebody you want to take home.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our most unique event part of the evening is the Bow Wow. We used to call it the Bow Wow Wow table. Now we're thinking of calling it the Bow Wow Meow table.
Oh,
well, hopefully
clever.
we're already calling it that, because that's what I've been putting everywhere.
Good. So as not to discriminate against the cats.
Oh gosh.
And that is
because they are so sensitive. Cats.
Yes, they are. And we had complaints. So
from the cats.
I'm saying.
From the cats.
Oh, okay. I believe you.
And that is a fabulously decorated table with towers of gifts at place setting.
Neat.
And we auction it off at the beginning of the night.
Oh, how cool.
So whoever wins that table gets to move from their table to that table.
Oh, what a clever
idea.
And
receive all those gifts. And they receive special attention, wines, champagne, perks.
Love this.
So that's a really unique thing.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. That sounds great. We're talking with our friends from the Pensacola Humane Society. It is Frisky Friday. And if you have a question for them about the shelter services, maybe you're interested in furball, all you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back. And just a reminder, we are live today. So if you do want to text in, we'd love to have your questions come into Pep Talk. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Today we're talking with our friends from the Pensacola Humane Society. So I'm going to turn it over to y'all. If you have a question for them, 850-437-1620. But lots to go over today, especially we've got some specials going on that are happening people could take advantage of if they want to help, and some other needs that you have.
Yes, absolutely. We're closed today for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Okay.
But tomorrow we resume our normal hours, which tomorrow will be 10 to 2. Saturday, and then we go back to our regular hours during the week.
Okay.
For that. One thing we are doing throughout the month of December is we are extending our pet pantry.
So, what is that?
So, pet pantry is where you can come in and you can get free food, treats, if you need some supplies, costumes for your dog.
Oh, okay.
We have a whole box of those, right, Eloise?
Yeah, we
did. Did you bring some in?
I have bought many costumes.
Yes, she has.
Oh, I love it. I'm not surprised. But did I have to have adopted my animal from the Humane Society to qualify? Or are there any qualifications to
receive? No, this is just a way to for families who have pets to, you know, and need some assistance. They come in and, you know, because we believe every family deserves a pet of their own. So it just helps them take care of their pets.
So review the hours again and when you're open so people know.
So the pet pantry is normally open the second and fourth Wednesday from 10 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
But for the month of November and December, we're doing it weekly.
Okay.
And the reason why is we have a surplus of food.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yes. So I don't know if you remember, but when the USO the military families were coming over due to the hurricane a month and a half ago, I guess it was, something like that. There was an appeal made to the community for dog food for those families.
I remember we did that,
and
yes.
And cat food, yes. And it was very, very, the response was incredible. And so one day, a 24-foot, we brought a bunch of food over.
Uh-huh.
We took it from our store, supplies. And brought a bunch over. So when the families were gone, a 24-foot U-Haul showed up filled with the leftover food.
Wow.
And so we all unloaded it, and I couldn't walk for a few days after that. But
the back.
Yeah. So we unloaded it all, and we have all this food.
Fantastic.
So we've been donating it to JoJo's Paws, which is another organization that gives away food. And, you know, so we're extending the food pantry.
So when is the pantry open again?
Every Wednesday from 10 to 1. at least through December.
Excellent.
So that would be the 31st will be the last one in December. And then we'll reassess and see, you know, if what we have.
Sure, but perfect timing for the holidays.
Right, exactly. The other thing we're doing right now is called Empty the Shelters.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's trying to get our animals off-site for holidays, like Thanksgiving and Christmas, and getting people to come and foster the animals.
Well, talk about that process. If I wanted to foster, that probably means I can't have a dog full time, but maybe I am deciding to not go out of town for the holidays.
Right.
And so how does that work?
So you would go on our website and go to how to help, and then there's a foster link,
mm-hmm.
and you fill out the foster application, and then that comes to us and we review it, and then we approve it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then we try to match them up with an animal that we have.
Do you have a minimum amount of time that they need to foster?
No.
Or can they just do it for a day or two if they wanted
to? We have volunteers who are considered fosters who will come in on a Saturday morning and pick up a dog and take them, walk them around, mm-hmm. You know, Palafox Market.
Oh, so like a doggy day out kind of thing.
Doggy day out.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can do it.
It just gives the animals a break.
Oh, of course.
Shelter.
Yeah.
Because as much as we love them and care for them, it's stressful being in a shelter.
I would imagine. Yeah. With all the other dogs barking and the chaos.
It's really
for
the health, the mental health, the emotional health of the animal.
Well, and I suspect it also helps you know that animal outside of the shelter, what their real personality
exactly.
is.
Yeah.
So then you can actually match them up with somebody.
Right.
So I think that would help too.
Right.
So if I want to do that, I just need to go to the website?
Go to the website and fill out the foster form.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's also the option to foster to adopt.
And, there you go. People call that a foster fail.
It's called a foster fail.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing, really.
I guess we should call it.
The first time
I heard that, I thought, oh, that meant that they can't be a foster.
Yeah, no, no.
No, that means
they're not coming back. Yeah.
It almost happened to me, and, you know.
I'm not surprised. So, I told you.
I know.
I told Mary, I said, I don't know that I could ever work there because I'd be coming home with an animal every day. There's no question in my mind.
Yeah.
So if you just joined us talking to the friends at Pensacola Humane Society, if you have a question, 850-437-1620. What else is on your list?
Well, let's see. So we are going to be part of Potty Gras, which is in February, and I don't have the exact date with me,
okay.
but it is on our website.
And what is that?
That's a huge event down. You've been before, right, Eloise?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's Mardi Gras, but it's Paw de Gras.
Paw de Gras.
Yes. For the doggies.
Yes.
For the doggies. Okay.
And what do they do, Eloise? Because I've never been.
Well, we have our van there with animals for adoptions. And I think from what I remember is that people bring their dogs dressed for
That's
Mardi
what I remember.
Gras.
Oh, yeah.
And they do a little walk.
Mm-hmm. A little parade kind of is what I understand.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Well, there'll be more information on your website, I'm sure, as you get closer to it. So
there is actually on our event calendar.
And where is that website?
PensacolaHumane.org.
Okay. And for those, I always say this on Friday, if you're in your car right now and you think, well, I'd like to help, one of the things you can do, you can take advantage of Black Friday and Cyber Monday because you have a wish list online.
Yes, we have Amazon wish list. Yes,
Amazon, are you in Chewy as well or the other ones are just Amazon only?
I don't think we are. I've never heard of that.
We used to be.
I'll have to check on that.
Okay, but definitely, I don't know right now.
You could definitely go to Amazon and look up Pensacola Humane Society. They'll have their wish list there. You click on it, you buy it, they'll have it the next day, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So that's a way you can help.
And yes, it is.
There's specials and bargains right now.
Really good ones.
Really good ones.
Absolutely. Let's see. We, of course, have our end of the year stuff coming up, but I did want to talk about Pancake, who is our featured pet right now.
Oh, I got to meet Pancake.
She's so sweet. And she's been at our shelter for a while.
Okay.
And she had some procedures she's had to have done.
Uh-huh.
Very sweet dog.
What kind of dog?
I mean...
Mixed breed, but...
Definitely mixed breed.
Can you guess what the mixes are?
It's kind of hard. I would say, if I had to look at her, I'd say a Chesapeake with maybe, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know.
Lab?
She's adorable. Yeah, probably some lab.
Okay.
Yeah, she's really, really cute. Brown with really pretty gold markings.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet dog.
But is there a picture somewhere?
There is on our website.
So you can go to the website and see pictures of dogs and cats, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Have you got some cats, too, that have been there for a little bit that might be...
We do.
We have plenty of cats. never a shortage of cats.
Okay.
And, you know, it's kitten season all year here. So,
this is true.
It does
this
slow down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have, and we have, I think, a number of cats in foster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Any animal that is in foster, that's not foster to adopt, is still available.
Okay.
And you can make arrangements if you see a picture on our website of an animal that interests you that happens to be in foster. Mm-hmm. We can make arrangements for you to meet that animal.
Okay. And what's the website one more time?
PensacolaHumane.org.
Okay. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Frisky Friday. Our friends from the Pensacola Humane Society are here. So wrapping things up, a couple things. Eloise was talking about the fur ball. Now is the time to get involved.
It is, yes, especially if you want to be a sponsor. The event is March 21st at the Yacht Club, and we have all levels of sponsorships available. You can call me personally at 850-450-8958. And I'd like to especially thank our presenting pedigree sponsor, Tara and Mike Dollister.
Oh, thank you to both of you.
They are very special people to us and have been so generous. So we are honoring them this year.
Oh, fantastic.
By making them our hosts for the evening. You can also email furball@pensacolahumane.org if you'd like more information.
Okay.
About sponsorships or about anything to do with furball.
Okay. And we got about another minute left, my dear.
Okay. Well, I just want to reiterate that we do have our Empty the Shelter coming up right now.
Yes.
So come in, foster a dog or a cat.
The goal being to get the dogs in a nice environment during the holidays.
Right, during the holidays. Yeah. So, yeah. And I think for the Thanksgiving holiday, I think almost all of our staff took an animal home.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that worked out really well.
But there's still Christmas, so if you want to have a pet around, foster. And
New Year's.
Uh-huh.
You know, hopefully you won't become a foster fail.
Exactly.
That would be nice.
What are your hours again and your days that you're open as we get into the holiday season?
We are open Monday through Saturday. The hours are a little different, but most of them are 10 to 4.
Uh-huh.
Thursdays we're open till 6. And on Saturdays, it's 10 to 2.
So you're not open today, but you will be open tomorrow?
Today's a holiday.
Yeah, it's a holiday.
Yeah. So normally we are open from 10 to 4 on Fridays.
But tomorrow, 10 to 2?
10 to 2.
10 to 2.
Yep.
Okay, we've been talking with the Pensacola Humane Society. Thank you so much to Mary McClellan.
Thank you.
Eloise Lotier. I hope I got that right. Sign up for the fur ball now. You don't want to get left out. Thank you both for coming in on a holiday. I really appreciate you.